Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, we are going to talk about marriage today. It's one of the things that is very near and dear to my heart and something that I love to talk about. So I wanted to say welcome. If you are new here, thank you for coming. If you're not new here, thank you for coming back. It blesses me that you come back and continue to listen. So thank you for being here. I want to start out by reading an excerpt from The Power of a Praying Wife by Stormy O'Martian. I believe that's how you say her last name. This book has been pivotal in my relationship and how I've changed as a wife. The first time I read it, I was actually almost kind of irritated, really convicted. You know, if you're being convicted, sometimes the words are irritating to you, and that's how I started out reading this book. But since then, and you know, as I finished reading it, I've read it several more times, and it's just so, so good, and it just changed things for me. So I wanted to start off reading this short excerpt, and then I will give you my thoughts on it and how things changed for me. I began to pray for Michael like I had never prayed before. Each time, though, I had to confess my own hardness of heart. I saw how deeply hurt and unforgiving of him I was. I don't want to pray for him. I don't want to ask God to bless him. I only want God to strike his heart with lightning and convince him of how cruel he's been, I thought. I had to say over and over, God, I confess my unforgiveness towards my husband. Deliver me from all of it. And so that really struck me. You know, how many times do we think this? We have the thoughts, Lord, change him. Or I'm just kind of a victim. Like, he treats me badly and I'm a victim. And we don't pray for the Lord to change us, but we pray for the Lord to just leave us out of it and to change our husbands. And this used to be my constant plea. You know, my prayers were change him for being unloving or for not listening to me, or change him so that he makes me number one in his life, so that he puts me on a pedestal and tells me how amazing I am. And that sounds silly to even say that, but deep down, you know, we, I think, are all looking for that belonging and purpose and that love from our husbands. And so as I began to read in this book and also in the scripture about what God wanted from me as a Christian wife, my heart slowly started to change and my prayer started to change. I realized that I had had unrealistic expectations for my husband and I didn't know how to be who I was without my husband. So in essence, I was just making him an idol. I remember so many times, you know, during hard days where I would be thinking that if God forbid something happened to him, my life would be truly over. Like, my husband was my life. He was the reason that I lived and breathed. And, you know, I could be totally crabby with my kids all day and just waiting for him to get home because, of course, he's going to validate me. And then if for some reason he didn't, like, maybe he had a bad day too, I would just be crushed. And it was just a circle that just continued. And that all goes back to having expectations for him or of him to make me feel like I was special and that he loved me and that I mattered. And a lot of this is just because I was home. I shared a little bit in my story on the last episode that, you know, I was looking for things to validate me because I wasn't really sure that I liked being just at home with my kids. And so I was looking for him to give me that validation. And if he didn't, then it just further, made me more ornery and putting more things on him. And so as I started to get more into scripture, I came to realize that I was putting all of these expectations on him, when in reality, I don't need him to validate me. That's why I trust the Lord, and that's why I gave my heart to the Lord, and that's what God is there for when it comes to us. We are made with that longing and desire in our heart to seek something and to have something give us that purpose, and he is the one that is to fill that hole, and he is the one that is made to fill those empty spaces. So as much as I love and adored my husband, he can't do what God can do for me. That's not how he was created. That's not what he's meant to be in my life. Men are commanded to love their wives, but he is not commanded to put me on a pedestal or to make me feel all warm and fuzzy or to be romantic in the way that I want him to be romantic. And if he doesn't love me well, that's between him and the Lord. That doesn't have anything to do with me. It doesn't give me the license to be able to get mad and retreat and not treat him as I should as his wife just because he's not doing what he should be. I still have a responsibility to treat him the way that the Lord tells me to treat him. And I'm not saying that's easy because it's definitely not. Sometimes it's very hard. but we're still meant to, or we're still called to submit to them. I know that's a bad word, submit. That's a whole nother episode, but we are still called to be their helpmeet and to do things for them and to be selfless. The thing is, men are meant to be leaders. They're meant to be decision makers. Not that women can't have a part in the decision, but at the end of the day, you know, that is their calling, is to make the final decisions on things. And then they are held accountable to the Lord for those things. A lot of men are not driven to discuss things or to be overly emotional like women are. And this is kind of where the problem comes in. A lot of times, men's idea of loving their wife involves protecting her or providing for her or doing things for her that she doesn't like doing, but that we as women don't necessarily notice because they just always do them. You know, if they go to work all day and bring home a paycheck, that's how they feel like they're loving you. And then we as women tend to get mad because they weren't home for dinner. You know, we slaved over dinner all day and we couldn't wait for them to get home. And then they're late for dinner because they were at work. And so then we blow up the minute they walk in the door. And then because we blow up, they blow up. And the whole thing just gets blown out of proportion when it really shouldn't. You know, if we weren't living in these unrealistic expectations. This is where selflessness enters in. It's realizing that you are to be filled with God and to let him validate you and give you worth and purpose, and not putting that on your husband to do. So when you start bringing God to the center of your life, the rest really starts to follow. I walked this road and it was hard, and I stumbled when I first started, but it definitely got better and it definitely got easier. When you're starting to feel lonely, look to the Lord to fill that loneliness, and He promises that he is always with you. So you don't have to worry about the loneliness creeping in. If you feel that your day-to-day, everyday things, the mundane things are in vain, we always want to remember that we're working for God and not for men. And the Bible says that in Colossians 3:23. So that's a good thing to keep at the forefront as well. If your husband's not praising you for the amazing way you take care of the kids, or for cleaning the house, or for making sure that meals are made, or taking care of the little things, we're not working for your husband's praise. We're doing that for God, and God sees us. So when you feel that you're dealing with life issues that maybe no one else understands, we always have to remember that God is there for you, and he will bring you peace through that. And that comes from Psalm 55:22. Another verse that I would like to share that was big in this point in my life when I was learning these things is Psalm 62:5-6. And it says, "My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." And so that verse is laying it right out in black and white for you. My expectation is from him. And he tells us that he will always be there for us, and that he will never leave us and forsake us. So the expectations that we have should only go back to the promises that God has given us in his word and not to humans, because humans are going to let us down. So no matter what your hubby does, he can't fill God's place in your heart. He is a sinner in need of grace, just like you are. So what you need to do, what I had to do, and again, it is not easy, but it's to take a step back and to start working on yourself. Start praying that God shows up where you're lacking. There was a lot of times where I would be going to get a haircut or getting a color or, you know, looking for an outfit, and I would post it on social media and be like, well, my husband says this or that. And, you know, right away, everybody's like, it's not your husband's hair. It's not your husband's body. You can do whatever you want. But do you respect your husband's opinions on those things? Because that makes him feel heard and feel seen. And at the end of the day, for me, what I came to feel is that I want my husband to like the way I look, and I want my husband to be attracted to me. So I don't feel that it's degrading because you care what your husband thinks about you. So that would be the first place to start, is maybe start respecting your husband's opinions on the little things that aren't really a big deal. Another thing is, and this is a big one for me, is do you like to argue? I went through a time that I always had to be right. I felt like I knew better. I felt like he wasn't stepping up and leading like I thought he should. And so I would argue about things. And I just got to a point throughout the study, through the Bible, of what a wife looks like, what a godly wife looks like. I just got to a point where I would just shut my mouth. I would just pray in the moment, Lord, please shut my mouth. Just help me keep my mouth shut. And I started trusting that the decisions that my husband made were going to be okay. And I trusted the Lord to guide him. And also that if he made the wrong decision, he had to answer to the Lord for that. I didn't. And it took a lot of weight off my shoulders when I gave up that control, because it was no longer about what I did or didn't do. I was being submissive and supporting my husband, which is what I'm called to do. And so stopping those little arguments was a game changer. I'll go more into that later, but it changed my husband's attitude toward me, and it got easier as time goes on. Like I said, as somebody who likes to be right and is very opinionated, that was a really hard step, but it changed everything. So if you like to argue, that's definitely something that you need to take to the Lord and, you know, decide how he wants you to handle that. Are you picking fights just because you're mad about something that he did or didn't do? Or do you like to withhold sex because he's just not being nice enough to you? These are all things that we can change as wives, that will change the direction of your marriage and change how your husband does react to you. You know, they say that you get more bees with honey than vinegar or something like that. I can't remember exactly what the wording is, but you know, as you start to do these things and to back off and just to do the things that you know that you're supposed to do, your husband will start responding. It takes those expectations off, and it gives him the freedom to be able to be the husband that he's trying to be. And if there's still things that are going on, it opens up that communication so that you're not constantly nagging and living in a state of being upset because he's not doing what you want him to do. There are many, many scriptures in the Bible that tell us how to be godly wives. And my advice would be to find them, to study them, and to begin to incorporate them into your life. When that becomes your focus and the Lord becomes your focus, it becomes so much easier to serve your husband regardless of how he's acting. When you serve him unselfishly, and unselfishly also not rubbing it in his face that you're doing it, or that you're changing and working on yourself, or, you know, making sure that he knows that you're doing things so that he'll praise you. When you do it just unselfishly, he will respond. It's so hard in the beginning to start that because you do have to do the hard work, But as the Bible reminds us, you can do all things through Christ. And so if you are in that starting place, I just want to encourage you that it will get easier. I have been on both sides, and I promise you it will get easier. It's just going to become natural to you to find out what your husband likes and to do those things for him. It'll become easier to let him make decisions. It'll become easier to keep your snarky comments to yourself, and it will get easier to just all around love him and do the best that you can for him. Proverbs 31:12 says, "She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." So I hope that this has inspired you. I know it's hard, but I hope that maybe you are convicted and that maybe you can let your husband off the hook. Maybe you can take back those unrealistic expectations and start to do the hard work on yourself and just watch your husband change because of how you are changing. And it does say take some time, but if you stay the course, things really do change. So if you got value from this, I would love it if you would share it or leave me a review, and I will be back next time. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.